This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The 10 leading U.S. Democratic contenders stood unified in their goal to unseat U.S. President Donald Trump from the White House, but there's much they disagree on. They did highlight their philosophical differences in a Thursday night debate, and that debate stage is the opportunity to establish more dominance in the polls, to close the lead that front-runner Vice President Joe Biden has. U.S. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders trail behind Biden. While the Democrats were debating, President Trump listed his administration's accomplishments in a speech to House Republicans in the city of Baltimore. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
In a speech to Republicans meeting in Baltimore, President Trump touted wins, including the tax cut, higher military spending, and cuts in regulations. He also talked about what he sees as opposition from more than just Democrats.
And the media, it's as if they're one, because they are one. They're working together. They're colluding, and they're obstructing.
Trump also slammed energy-efficient light bulbs, not just because of the cost.
The light's no good. I always look orange.
Trump highlighted this week's special congressional election wins in North Carolina, telling Republicans he expected them to take back the House next year. I'm Tim McGuire.
The United States is moving ahead with millions of dollars in aid for Ukraine's military, money that had until now been held up by the White House. The White House officials Thursday confirmed the release of $250 million in funding from the Pentagon and another $141 million in financial assistance from the State Department, shortly before lawmakers were set to admonish the administration for the delay. Earlier Thursday, the State Department announced it had been cleared to release the $141 million in aid. Speaking to reporters in Washington, the Assistant Secretary for Political and Military Affairs, R. Clark Cooper, called it part of a whole host of security assistance that they have outlined. This is VOA News. The chairman of the House Committee on Foreign Affairs, Representative Elliot Engel, has subpoenaed the U.S. Special Representative for Afghanistan Reconciliation, Zalmay Khalilzad, to testify at an open hearing at the committee September 19th. The Democratic Committee Chair released a statement Thursday criticizing Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, saying he flatly refused to make Khalilzad available to the House Foreign Affairs Committee, ignoring multiple requests for the briefings and testimony on the Afghanistan peace plan. Earlier this week, President Trump called off peace negotiations with the Taliban that his special envoy Khalilzad had been involved with for most of a year. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres launched a new initiative Thursday to protect religious sites around the world in the face of growing attacks on them. VOA United Nations correspondent Margaret Bashir reports the UN chief is calling for religious sites to be places of worship, not places of war.
In June, Guterres launched a companion effort to address root causes of hate speech, which he has repeatedly warned is inflaming intolerance around the world. He has been especially critical of politicians who encourage xenophobia and use language targeting minorities, refugees, and migrants, though he has refrained from calling out offenders by name.
When political figures are add fuel to the wildfire, we are all threatened.
In the aftermath of the March attacks on two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand, that killed more than 50 people, Guterres visited the country to express his solidarity. Since then, he has been reaching out to governments, religious leaders, faith-based organizations, civil society, and other actors to formulate a plan to safeguard religious sites. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
China on Thursday extended the latest gesture of goodwill in the ongoing trade dispute with the United States as the world's two largest economies prepare for high-level trade talks. The Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman Gao Fing said China was looking into purchasing U.S. agricultural goods such as pork and soybeans. Gao said that China welcomes goodwill action from the Trump administration and that China hopes the two sides will continue to create favorable conditions for the trade negotiations. On Wednesday, the U.S. President Trump announced that he was postponing tariffs on $250 billion in Chinese goods from October 1st to October 15th. Climate change activists plan to disrupt flights Friday at Britain's Heathrow Airport by flying drones close to Europe's busiest travel hub. British police Thursday arrested five members of the environmental group Heathrow Paws in an attempt to thwart that protest. They say that's not going to happen. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.